Blog Talk Radio.
The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
All right, here we go once again. To have a relationship with a great woman, you have to be a great guy, and you should never doubt that she's out there for you. And that's what the focus of this show is, and we'll be here for the next hour to coach you. And don't forget about snappy answers to silly love questions. That's Mastery 6. And the sale has been extended, but you never know when it's going to end. You can now get Mastery 4, 5, and 6 for a special price. Check it out on the top of DocLove.com. And your overtime topic, Doc Love Club members, is appreciation. What do we mean by that? And if you're not a Doc Love Club member, go get your membership now at DocLoveClub.com. And get ready, because we're here for the next hour. We'll get you on the air, but you have to do your part and call in. I see guys calling in already. That's very good. Give us enough time to get your questions answered. Lower 48, 855-345-7465, 855-345-7465, or International Alaska and Hawaii, 646-668-8937. That's 646-668-8937. Here he is, the man that's interviewed thousands of women, asking them why they choose to stay with one man versus another. It is Doc Love. Doc, what's going on, man?
The only radio show in the world dedicated to making sure that she stays in love with you. That's what it's all about. So, guys, if you've ever been confused, I'm here to coach you along with Jeff.
And, Doc, we have the Hollywood Report leading off the show tonight.
Alan, okay, listen, I can't believe I'm even saying this. Anyway, Alex Rodriguez is having the wedding. It's coming up. You know, he's marrying, what's her name, Rodriguez?
Yeah, Jennifer
and,
Lopez.
They asked, Jennifer Lopez, and they asked him in People Magazine, are you going to invite your exes? And he says, I would say exes invited to the wedding, all inclusive, the more the better.
Oh, okay.
That's an insult to the president wife.
Yeah.
You don't invite another woman that he's been intimate with.
Yeah, no.
He could say he gets A in sports, A in business, A in looks. He's got a great body. He's got billions of dollars. She's a knockout. She's one of my favorite actresses. But he's clueless. And she's a tough pony. But that's an insult. Social skills. And then the other one, this is one of my favorite actors, Michael Douglas. His father was a great, great, great actor. Make great cowboy movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, when he ran into his Catherine Zeta-Jones, when he first saw her, he ran up to her. You're going to love this. I looked at her, and I said, Catherine, I'm going to be the father of your children. The first time I met her. You think that went over big? Initially it did. Then later on, she threw up. You just met her. Men rush into rejection. This guy, millionaire, he's got a beautiful wife, got beautiful... But they had a little trouble 3 or 4 years ago. They had a little spat, and they were talking about breaking up, which of course, is the worst. But I'm gonna maybe try to make a segment out of, I think, of this Hollywood segment, because you can't believe what some of the people get away with, and they're brainwashing all these women that are, you know, going through the checkout lanes at Walmart and the supermarkets. This is part of our culture. But anyway, we're gonna have fun with this, and you guys are going to get bang out of it anyway.
All right, Doc, let's go on to T. Boone Pickens. What's up with that? What does he have to do with the system?
He went to that great oil well up in the sky. He made a lot of money as a oil man. So
sure.
I'm reading about this guy, and he said he had a couple sentences here I found very interesting. I've always believed it is important to reinvent yourself. That's the first one. Well, that's what Jeff and I are doing with you. We're reinventing you. We're taking the diamond in the rough. We're getting rid of all the negatives. We're getting rid of all the goof-ups and all the mistakes you might possibly make. So she has to keep you. She can't get rid of you. But here's the second sentence. This is the one I like a little bit more. Predictability can can lead to failure. The guy gets the number. He waits 2 days. He asks her out for Friday and Saturday. He tries to grab her arm 5 or 6 times. He tries to make a date on a date. He keeps grabbing her leg. He talks about sex and his exes. That's what the average guy does. 90% of the guys, that's what they do. That's why they don't get the second dates. But the thing is this, she knows this. She knows this because it's predictable. But what happens is you're not going to be predictable because you wait 5 to 9 days and she gets Sunday through Thursday. Right there, she's talking to all her girlfriends about you just because of that one move. Predictability can lead to failure.
Well, Doc, let's talk about interviewing a female user. Oh, this is
you're going to love this one. Yeah. I do. I still do 4 to 6 interview all the time walking around. You know, in a beach town, it's easy to walk up to women. And I don't care if she's 18 or she's 88, I get talking about her love life. And so I meet this one woman, 58, good looking. And I said, so how do you meet guys? Well, I've joined a dating club. I've had about 22 dates. And I said, what happened? Well, half of them are in love with me. The other half are buying me gifts. And you know what I like about them? We're going to be really good friends, and it's nice. I said, wait a minute. You're taking gifts from guys when you have no interest? Yeah, yeah. I don't. They want to give it. I said, yeah. Don't you think that you're misleading or using this guy? No, yeah. He wants to give me a gift. Give me a gift. You know, we're friends. She kept dragging me over to this friendship mode, and I'm saying, if it's going to be friendship, you don't go out with him a second, third time.
Yeah.
So out of these 22 guys, she's got 4 or 5 guys. She's been out with 3 or 4 or 5 times. $200 dinners.
Wow.
And
well,
she doesn't even have to ask for it. They're dying to give away the store.
You know what, though, Doc? Listen, I'm not excusing her behavior, but I put it on these guys.
Of course.
Yeah,
you give gifts to your girlfriend.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
Oh, wow.
90% of the guys are just clueless.
So many guys need the system. They need the system. I tell you what, I have a mindset of like, you know what, you should be giving me a gift. And again, I'm being a little facetious there, but
yeah.
You know, guys have to develop a backbone.
They don't see it and they don't want to listen. It's too bad.
Well, Doc,
but the ones that will listen, you and I are gonna take care of those guys.
They're gonna
be happily married and have some decent kids.
We're gonna talk to them right now, Doc, and let's get to the callers right now. I got our first caller on the air, and let me bring this guy in. His phone number, last 4 digits, is 9644. 9644, that's the last 4 digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. You go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. My name is Jay. I come from Southeast Georgia, and I'm 26 years old, man.
26 years young.
26 years young.
Right, yeah.
You know why you do that?
Why is that?
Women hate the word old.
No,
America is a youth society. They don't like the word old.
Man. I don't think they like the word man, bro. I don't think they like the word man, period. Hey.
So tell me about this girl.
Well, I've been with a few of them, man. And one thing that I've learned throughout my, you know, sort of existence on Earth is that, man, women love to control men, dude. And if you don't comply with whatever they got going on, they throw sex off of the table. They fuss at you. They argue with you. They beg for you to put hands on them. They get very aggressive. And it's like, okay, you're doing all of this stuff because I didn't want to do X or Y. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, women love to control men.
I look at it this way. Let me just take the first part here. I think women move into the vacuum. These guys are such wimps. They figure, I'm going to give her anything she wants, therefore she'll let me more. No, she'll lose respect for you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's the deal. The point is this. If you have a woman who wants to control you, well, you get rid of her. Don't spend time with them. See, in the system, you take them to Starbucks for an hour. That way you can weed them out, and you're spending $7.
Right. You know, and that's my whole thing is that, you know, I just feel like men forgot how to be men. So nowadays the women try to act like the men, and it's just a whole mess, and that's why relationships aren't working. That's why divorces are such a high rate. Because
you get with my program, and we'll take good care of you.
What's that now?
You'll stop going through this crap with these women.
But it's not their fault, though. You know, they didn't have proper fathers in the homes, you know, a lot of them, and it shows. You know, they didn't show them, you know, a father's supposed to be a woman's first love as a kid, and, you know, a lot of the fathers weren't there for these new generations.
Yeah,
so
that's what I want to do. I want to keep the family unit together. So what I want to do is I want to keep the woman in love so she doesn't throw the guy out and take the kids. Now there's no daddy. But how do I keep her in love? Well, number one, I got to get a good one. I got to be good. I got to be worthy of her. But because you're a diamond in the rough, right? You got a lot of it. You got 85% of it. But I need to work on you and make you brighter. Because you got some funny ideas.
I don't know everything, so you're right about that. I mean, there's much more that I don't know than I do know. You know, I'm 26.
Yeah. So you have the dating dictionary? Do you have the book?
What now?
You have my book?
No, sir. I really do not.
Yeah. You want to go to... Just listen to a couple radio shows, listen to my answers, and if this sounds like this makes sense, go ahead and get my book at doclove.com. If it doesn't, save your money. But what you said, you got about 80-85%, but it's a couple things I want to tweak, and we'll get that with an education. But I want to tell you this stuff with women goes a lot deeper than you think. And if she's good-looking with a great body, you have no idea what you're going up against. It's finding the right girl, treating her right, studying my materials, and then in 2 years, you marry this girl. Because this girl you're going to be with for 40 years. And that's a long time with the wrong one.
Like, what does the right girl mean? Like, everybody's different. What does that exactly mean, find the right girl, when all of them pretty much act alike?
She's going to have high interest level in you. She's going to be, she's going to have integrity. She's going to have honesty, loyalty, and trust. She's more flexible than she is hard-headed. She has a great disposition. She's a giver. She's not a taker. And she has a minimum of scars and baggage. That's
you
what it is. When you get that, that's the one you marry.
You just described a man.
The principles work on both.
No, men and women are different, man.
Of course they're different. Of course they're different. I'm not saying they're not different. A guy has to be flexible, right? And a woman should be flexible, right?
Well, men are more logical. Women are more emotional. So
I'm talking about flexibility. When you want to do something, she says no. Or the other girl says, honey, I'm with you. I don't care what we do. I'm flexible.
So you mean
a
like
hard-headed person?
What they
remember Elvis Presley, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since Adam and Eve were born.
Yeah, I mean, you're
on the right track. My friend, I got a stack here. Please, listen to a couple shows, listen to my answers, then go with the system. I'll train you, and I'll get rid of that 15% of crap that you got in your head and straighten you out. But you're on the right track. You're a sharp guy. Thank you for calling.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, buddy, and let's keep moving on here, and we're going to go to our next caller is at 0373. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. You go ahead and ask questions to Doc. Welcome.
Hi, Doc. Hi, Jeff. This is Seth, 29, Atlanta.
What's up, Seth?
Hey, guys. So I got a couple observations and a couple of questions. So
You got the two nice girls.
Yeah. Maybe a third one. So,
that
dinner date.
That's like a hog.
Yeah. So I had the dinner date, and at this place at the Caprice Number One's house, and she had two cats there, and you know I did what you said with the cats, just pet them a little bit, and then let them kind of come to you, and the cat literally jumped on my lap and started purring.
All right.
And she, you know, Caprice said, "Looks like you've been accepted."
I you could have said, I want you to know I would do anything to get to you.
Yes.
Kid, of course, with a big grin. Hey, you got the cat, huh? Very good.
Yeah,
very good. You know why? See, guys don't like cats because they don't run and jump in their lap. They got to be worked.
You know,
and the woman
ironic?
Has to be worked.
Yes. You know what's ironic is, you know, I didn't tell her this, of course, but I'm a little bit allergic to cats, so I just took some medication to suppress the symptoms. So it's just like nothing was wrong, and they liked me.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. So I had a question. I don't want to be too presumptuous here, but I think she's getting close to asking to be the girlfriend, and the next date is going to be our fifth date. Is that too early?
Yeah. Are you going to spend time at her place?
Yes.
You want to stick that stuff up your nose every time you see her?
I mean, I can deal with it. And plus, I don't think they're her, technically her cats. I think she's kind of keeping them for a little while. They're her.
You got to be 100% sure. Who owns the cats? If you were to move out, do you take the cats with you? You got to get all that down. You don't want to be sniffing the rest of your life, do you?
No, but they actually do have, I think they developed some sort of vaccine for the cats to get that makes them less allergic to humans, so maybe that could be
and
something.
And she says, nobody's putting a needle in my little pussycat.
Yeah, I guess that's something to keep
I'll
in
tell
mind.
You something. People treat their animals better than their kids and their friends.
Yeah, they do. So, actually, I had another question, too, and I just want you to clarify a rule that I heard on the archives. You say to always accept incoming group dates from a lady, and so this was happened a while ago, but this same lady, she invited me to this mix and mingle date or something. Like it was a thing at a botanical gardens, but I looked at the event and it said like mix and mingle, and I didn't really like the idea that it's like more of a networking event. So I just said I was busy that day and went and counteroffered for another date.
Why would she ask you to do a dating deal? Dating is private. She's trying to shove you into what, friendship zone?
Well, this was a mix and mingle. Like, I'm not sure if she even, it was a thing at the Botanical Gardens, and she said, I'd like to treat you to an evening at the Botanical Gardens at this event. And I looked at the event and it said, like, oh, this is a, you know, it kind of has,
weird. Let me back up. You should have taken it.
Really?
It might have been altogether different from what you thought.
Yeah, because I don't like
and
that.
She offered to pay.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I don't like it when to do that because I don't have any control over the date, and I don't like,
you're uptight. Relax. Be flexible. Don't be scared.
That's
macho boy.
You know, I was too far on the other end earlier. You know, when I first started the program, I guess I have to correct a little bit from macho back to...
not in that situation. Inside, you're thinking, what's the worst going to happen? You're going in a room with a bunch of educated, successful, high-class people, right?
Ideally, hopefully.
How bad could it be?
Plus,
we're going to see where she's coming from. I'm not here to turn down dates. A woman asked me to, you know, go to Antarctica. Sure, I'll put on my parka. I'm ready to move.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind for next time.
Because I want to see what happens. I want to see how she acts at that event. That's what I'm going for. The event,
okay.
She's on trial.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to check her out, see how she acts around all these single guys.
Okay, good point. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind for the next time.
Yeah, or you go there, and you got to see how she talks to other guys. What about a good test?
Okay, so it's a good
test. And does she stay near you the whole night? Or she says, well, I'm going to go over and see some friends, so why don't come back in 20 minutes. It's time to hustle every girl in the room. She just gave you the go-ahead. Yeah, she got you to a singles event.
Yeah.
Then when you meet a girl, she says, well, didn't I see you talking to her? I said, yeah, but, you know, you look better. So what do you think?
Yeah. Okay, noted. I'll do that the next time.
Oh, so, no, you was late in your hands. Close. Get the order.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I got her to close for I got a close.
Yeah,
on,
yeah, but
my counter offer,
gone.
But
should have
yeah.
gone. Should've
and
gone.
The other woman I'm dating here, this is a totally different woman. We had a date on Sunday at a place that had, you know, pinball machines, comic books. It's kind of like a deli place, really kind of funky.
Yeah.
And she said something that, I mean, I guess she was justified in saying it, and I'm glad I was made aware of it, but at the same time, I felt embarrassed and a little humiliated. She said, oh, you have something in your teeth, and it was, I mean, I didn't eat anything that would have, you know, got something in my teeth. I went to the bathroom and checked, and, you know, I found the piece and got it out, but, I mean, it wasn't that bad, but still, kind of...
I think she's a nice girl for telling you. Say, thank you for telling me.
Okay.
Thank you for telling me. Most people would let you walk around like a fool. And
true.
You didn't know. See, they always carry those little mirrors in their purse. They're always checking their faces to see the pieces. That's why you don't want to do spaghetti, you know, syrup down your neck, or you don't want to do ribs. Ribs are the worst.
Yeah.
They'll be all over your face. It looks like your face is bleeding. You got to be real careful, but...
Were
you done with your meal when she said that?
Or
was it during the meal?
It was during the meal.
Yeah. There's nothing you could have done. Just say, just go in the bathroom, fix it, and thank you for being my dental hygienist.
She kind of softened it toward the end, saying, like, oh, yeah, I had a piece of lettuce in my teeth the other day, and I'm glad somebody told me.
You're covered. Is this the one you like more than the other one?
No, actually, I like the other one more. And then the reason is because I can see the contrast.
Sounds like this one's pulling up.
Well, except the later part, I kind of noticed some things. There's contrast. Like the other one, you know, she bakes me dinner. She gives me brownies and stuff like that. But this one so far hasn't sprung for...
Yeah, but it's not for five to ten dates they pop for something. Not so soon.
Okay.
And the other one's going fast, which is good. You know, the other one's gone.
Yeah.
The one you like more.
Right.
But still go out with this girl. Sometimes things come out later. Things change.
Okay, yeah, and I also have some other things, flags and stories, too, about this lady is... that she doesn't, you know, think too fondly of her dad, and she also got medical debt. She has a, you know, student loan debt, and she wants to be an itinerant nurse. So, I mean, it's like, you know, if you get to be in the relationship stage, and all of a sudden she's like,
Did she happen to mention how much? Is it $80,000,
$130,000? No, she didn't.
No. See, the debt is half yours when you marry her.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really pry about that.
Let me tell you something about the world. This student debt thing, I think it's $1.8 trillion. Kids are getting out of school owning $130,000. I feel sorry for them, you know. The thing is this. These people are getting jobs in liberal arts, not in engineering, drones, and robots. That's what they should be doing. I don't want to get into that. The point is this. She's got a lot of debt. To me, I want a girl with money in the bank. Interest should be coming in, not going out. She's got a problem. This is a big red flag. You don't know the amount. You know, maybe it's $7,000.
Yeah, that's true. And she wants to become an itinerant nurse, so that means she's going to travel a lot. You know, she's going to go somewhere and travel and rotate between.
You should have said, how come you don't want to stay in one hospital? You took a generality. You didn't find the reason why she wants to move around.
She said something.
You should have jumped on that.
She wants to, you know, become. You know, she wants to become that because I think she said she wanted. That was in part related to paying down her medical debt. You know, to become an itinerant nurse, she could get enough money to pay that down. So,
is she saying it pays more? I got a nurse up the street. She makes $75,000. She works 3 12-hour shifts, medical and dental. A week.
Yeah, I think she said something to that effect.
You're not specific enough. You're not into details. You got to get into details. No generalities.
Well, hey, Seth,
how much the debt is? How much do you pay off? I had a guy. This guy was great. The perfect girl, except one thing. She owed $180.
Yeah, that's saying a lot.
But she made $70. So, you know, that's not bad. She's making $70. But here's the kicker. He was looking at her bill one day, and it's $1,200 a month. She mails in $1,000. She mails in $900. So he says, honey, you got to mail the whole $12,000, otherwise it's a partial payment. Nah, sometimes I send a little more. Sometimes I send a little less. Can this woman handle money?
No, no.
Can you marry this woman for 40 years and let her control the checkbook and the investments?
So,
let me tell you something. A lot of people do not understand we live in an economic society that costs so much every day. And a lot of people, they gamble a little way, or they do it on stocks, or, things just happen. All of a sudden, the wife gets brutally sick, $200,000, stuff happens. But you got to have money. And I find this. I've been poor, and I've had money. And the second is a lot better. It's a lot better. And you don't want to go out with somebody that has economic problems, challenges, misunderstanding. So if she says, it's $6,000 and I'm paying $900 a month, it'll be paid off. And, but I don't understand this itinerant. You should have cleared that with her.
So do I still proceed with her, keep on going on dates, even though she has...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We have two women to make happy, and you mentioned number three, right?
Yeah, this one's a Starbucks date, and she seems like a fairly good prospect, so we'll just have to see with that one. So, I'll keep it posted.
Good.
Well, hey Seth, we got a lot of callers piled up here, so always appreciate you calling, of course, and... definitely keep on calling in every week, man. We always love to hear from you, but we got to move on and fit some other coaching in.
Okay, great. Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
To have you, buddy. All right, Seth. Take it easy, guy.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Let's keep going. We've got some guys who have been waiting for a while, but it's okay. We're going to get you guys in. 9856. That's the last four digits of your number. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. You go ahead and ask questions to Doc. Welcome.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Omar, 43, from Los Angeles.
Omar,
what's
up?
I want to tell you about my first date with Caprice. I called in last week and I told you that she wanted me to pick her up at the club where we had met.
About three doors down? I don't understand how there's an apartment house. There's an apartment house and a dance club within 50 feet of each other.
No, it's not that close. No, it's within a mile or two.
But she's going to walk down the street for a mile?
No, she drove.
Okay, go ahead.
She drove and she said, I want to keep my privacy from my neighbors. And it turns out that her mom lives next door to her. And
we're covered.
Yeah. So Doc, I mean, she looked great on the date. I made her laugh pretty much the entire time.
Good.
Picked her up at 7 and I dropped her off at 11.
Okay.
So with including drive time, which took about a half hour each way. Yeah, total of 4 hours. And
red flags?
No, I don't think so. I felt good about the date, and like I said, she was laughing so hard. At one point, she said, she was laughing so hard. She says, "Omar, I can't keep up with you." And she was,
perfect.
Laughing, but
perfect.
And you make him smile,
it'll send interest level through the roof.
In fact, Doc, at the end, after the date, I felt like I had been like a little too, can you be too cocky,
Now, you're not comfortable with it. She never told you slow down. She told you, I like it when you drive too fast.
Yeah. In fact, I asked her, do you want me to be serious? I said,
mistake, begging, heavy subject.
No.
Two mistakes.
Well, Doc, I was joking, though. I was joking. So I said, maybe
you'd
rather
have me serious. Okay. Yeah.
And I said, maybe you'd rather have
me serious. It wouldn't work on the phone, but since you're there with a smile and a grin, sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. She was in the middle of laughing, and I'm like, would you rather be serious? She's like, no. She says, of course not, right? And so here's why I thought I was too cocky, and because she made two observations where she was talking about future dates, and she brought up two different instances. And then when she brought up the second instance of a potential future date, I said, oh, so we're First we're going to place A, and then we're going to place B, huh? So I was just kind of, I felt that afterwards, I kind of felt like I was rubbing it on her face too much. But, you know, maybe
I got to feel maybe that's,
she didn't react. I didn't see a noticeable change in her demeanor.
No, this you're all right then.
Yeah, the only thing that she reacted to, we were driving back and she was giving me directions and she said, go under the freeway overpass, and then she said, jump on the freeway. So I just found it funny and I said, oh, should we jump on the freeway or can we just get on the freeway? And I could see her reaction, like she didn't appreciate my making fun of her usage of the word.
No negatives, no put downs.
Yeah.
Never.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some guys.
So teasing.
Yeah, but you overdid it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
No, making her smile is one thing, but you know, keep it light, keep it funny, no heavy subjects, no negatives, no put downs.
Right.
You got to really know the person if you're teasing them a lot. You got to know where their breaking point is, you know.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's part of getting to know the person, you know. It's just,
yeah.
But so Doc, here's also at the end of the date, she texted me and she said, "Thank you. I had so much fun. I hope you're home safe." Okay.
See, and the F word, fun. Fun. Yeah. Girls just want to have fun.
Right. And so in the morning, the next day I replied, I had twice as much fun.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the joke?
Okay, yeah. It's not a joke.
Yeah, no, what did you say? Are you just saying that because you know? Here we go. How about, are you just saying that because you know I'm insecure? With a funny face?
Right.
But I don't want to get in the habit of texting. You know, I don't want that damn phone that runs everything.
That's right. And prior to the first date, she had been texting me, and so I was kind of, she noticed that.
Yeah, these women are all brainwashed. Save it for the first date.
That's right. So even before the first date, I had to tell her when she said, "Oh, I noticed that you don't like texting."
I don't dislike it. I hate it. My parents died because of a cell phone. How's that? Is that better? You get the drift?
Right. So my response was, you're right. I can't handle not seeing that smile of yours.
You got it. You pulled it out. Very good. You pulled it out.
Yeah.
Good.
So during the day, she brought it up. She says, you know, I'm still wondering, I can't believe that you don't like texting. And I said, well, you know, why would I want to text when I can communicate with you face-to-face? You know, communication is 90% body language.
Let me ask you a question. You know what body language is? Did you know that 60% of a relationship?
Yeah, that's what I told
you. I can't see your face and your body.
Right.
So I have 40% of a relationship talking through that stupid phone, which control people's lives.
Yep. So, Doc, this is the one thing I do want to get from you. All right. She is. She mentioned during our first date that she is going on a one-week cruise. Starting this Saturday. Okay. So my question to you is, today it's been 5 days since our first date, right? So this would have been, I could have called her today. What would you
when is she leaving?
Communication.
When's she leaving?
Saturday.
Tomorrow, send her a note saying, have a nice trip.
That's it.
Not, I'll get back to you. I'll call you then. Nothing. Say, have a great trip. Have a great trip.
Okay.
Oh, here's you. You could say that. Hey, could you do it? Say this. Say, have a great trip and pretend I'm with you. How's that? That'll lock her socks off. You got to make her smile, my friend. Anything else? I got to go. I got a bunch of guys lined up here.
Okay, Doc. That is all for today. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead. Sounds good. One small boo-boo, but Now, remember, no negatives, no put-downs.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, maybe after four hours of put-downs, you get tired of it. You got to figure out how much you did it. Hey, great call, man. Get back to us.
Okay, bud. Talk to you again, man. Bye.
All right, we're going to go rapid fire here. We got about 22 minutes left. Got a lot of guys waiting, and that's okay. We're going to try to get you all in if we can. Stream goes down at the top of the hour. I believe this guy's calling from a foreign country. At least it's coming up that way. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. You go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome.
Oh, hello. This is Bill from L.A. 52.
Oh, okay. Okay, your number came up unidentified, so that's usually a foreign country, but that's okay. You're right in L.A., so, hey, welcome, man. Yeah. Welcome to the show, and, yeah, you go ahead and fire your questions at Doc.
Yeah, I never heard this question, so maybe I'm the first one to ask this type of question. So 52, three kids, system guy, and I have an opportunity to take an early retirement with some money coming my way. Question is, should I take it? Because
we'll talk about it.
Her interest level is a key factor.
This is a dating show. This is about dating.
No, the reason I'm asking is, if I stay home, will I lower her interest level? Because that's the most important thing. I don't want to be
you gotta keep
in her
busy.
Face.
You got to keep busy. You got to keep busy. You got to.
That'll be a challenge.
You got to keep busy. You got to keep busy for your sanity. I wouldn't quit the job.
Right. That's what I thought.
You're gonna end up watching Netflix and Prime the rest of your life and arguing with her because you're spending too much time with her. I wouldn't do that. Keep working. Keep putting the money away. Remember, you can't have too much money in the bank. Do you have kids?
I do. I have three kids.
What's the youngest?
Seven.
You got a long way to go, man. I wouldn't be quitting a job.
But I have enough money coming my way. I never have to work again. You know, I own a business and someone, you know,
then you have a hobby or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to, you know, take your three kids out every day, you know. But you got to keep busy, I'm telling you, man. I know a lot of guys who retired and they're climbing the walls and all they do is argue with the wives.
That's exactly why I called the show, because it's not about, you know, if I want to retire or not. The question was, her interest level obviously is very important because I have a long way, I have 30 more years with her.
Yeah.
And if I quit, I don't want to, you know, basically mess anything up at home.
And just stay out of the house. You know, go golfing. You know, go do some separate lives. But, you know, do a lot of work around the house, though. You know, help her with that kind of stuff since you're off. But you got to keep busy.
Right. So, okay, I'll keep working then. I'm not going to quit then.
You know what? A lot of guys die within a year, year and a half after they... So I guess something about work. I think man was meant to work.
Absolutely.
Or you got a great hobby you're in love with. One or the other.
Yep.
You know, after you got money in the bank, but you got to have money in the bank.
Yep.
40% of the people in America, they're going to have to be a bank guard, or they're going to have to work at Walmart. You know, helping people park their cars. It's sad how many people are broke in America. They just don't understand money, and they didn't start putting it away when they were in 12th grade. When I was a kid, they used to teach us how to put money away. They'd hand out these little envelopes with a string on them, and we'd put a couple bucks on them. And at the end of the year, we have like $128. They don't do that anymore. Those days are gone. They should learn the system in 12th grade, and they should learn how to handle money in 12th grade.
Well, hey, Bill, we got to move on if that's your question. We got a bunch of guys trying to get
in here.
And, hey, always good to hear from you, man.
All right. Yep, same here. Bye.
All right, thanks, buddy. All right, let's keep going. We're going to get as many of you guys in as we possibly can. And let's go to 0079. You've been waiting for a while. Appreciate you waiting. 0079. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. You go ahead and ask questions to Doc. Welcome.
Hey, it's Raphael from Georgia. I'm 32. I have a question about replying to a text from the girlfriend. She said to me, "Morning, babe, I was thinking about you. I hope you have a good day." She sent me that this morning. I hadn't sent her anything. I just sent her something.
What you do? You gotta thank her for it.
Okay.
You gotta thank her for it. So just say, "Hey, great, but do me a favor. How often does she text?"
I'm getting her to stop texting, right? So I already had a conversation with her.
Okay, on this one, she does. A girl did it once or twice a week. They do it five times a day. And then you marry them, and this can be 10 times a day. They never stop.
No, we're down to one or twice a week because I had the conversation with
her. Oh, that's okay. Once or twice a week, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So
you, when she sent that note, she's the girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just say, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Okay. I said, just pretend I'm with you and enjoy the moment, but I'd much rather hear it in person. Was that bad?
Too long.
Okay.
It sounds a little mushy.
Okay.
I'm looking for humor. But you got to be, it'll develop with time, you know.
Okay. Here's my other question. So about friends. So I need some clarification. Like, look, she has some guy friends, but these are people that she doesn't talk to ever. You know, she calls them their friends, but like, for example, there's this one guy who's the boyfriend of her best female friend. They don't ever talk. On Facebook, she has a bunch of friends, like 3,000. A lot of them are guys. Like, my sister just accepts all friend requests, basically. So what is it that I should be concerned about? Is there, because, you know, she might call anybody a friend, people that she doesn't even talk to.
She doesn't, yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. You're lucky if you have one or two friends in your whole life. I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm telling you. I remember high school, I got 20 buddies. In college, I got 10 buddies. And then the pack gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And you're friendly with people. You're congenial. You know, you might belong to an organization or something, and you see these guys once a week. But, you know, after you talk 5 minutes, there's nothing else to talk about. Your best buddy,
right,
you can talk for 8 hours in a row. I don't know what that is. Some guys, you know,
right,
you just get close to. But how many last 30, 40 years? How many wives last 30, 40 years? Were they happy?
I'm talking about her friends. Right.
Friends. You can't. Just keep your mouth shut about it.
Guy friends? Don't say anything about it?
No. Her friends. Her
guy
male
friends. Yeah, don't say anything?
No. What do you want to say?
I thought you said that we're supposed to, you know, say, you know, are there any guy friends in the back? Okay, really?
This is already part of the package.
Yeah?
I don't want you coming up as insecure, jealous. She brings up, say, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Change the subject. You can't say, get rid of him because I'm insecure.
Okay.
What happens? When you have the girl in the system, she asks you between the 5th and 10th date, are you seeing anybody else?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I said, well, I want to think about it a week. Okay. Then she meets you next week. She brings it up. By the way, do you talk to any males? Are there any men you talk to? Huh? And she says, yeah, 5. I said, good. I said, let's leave the relationship the way it is. And then next week she says, I got rid of the 5 guys. Do you have any guys on Facebook? Yeah, 7. Nah, let's leave it the way it is. She gets rid of the guys on Facebook. Now you go in and say, you're my girlfriend.
Okay.
You can't clean it up later with them. You can't change the rule later. Well, you know I had male friends. I don't know why you're acting like this. You got an image.
Okay.
Keep your mouth shut. Stunned.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut.
I already made the mistake of bringing it up, but her interest level is still high, so I guess I'll just shut up.
Yeah,
from now on.
No. If she wants to have male friends, fine. You know. You can't do anything about it. What you can't change, don't let bother you.
Okay. All right. How about the pictures on Facebook? So she put some pictures.
You can't tell her to take them off.
Okay.
You want somebody to come into your house and open your family album and say, here, get rid of your grandma here. I don't like her look. You're making a big deal out of nothing. It's done. Okay.
Yeah,
she's going to bed with these 3 guys. Now what can you do about it?
Yeah.
Nothing. You can't chase it. I say odds are she's not. So you're okay. That's what's great about interest level. When it's in the 90s, they don't want to screw around with other guys. That's what guys miss.
Yeah, but you told me not to bring up the past.
60, maybe they'll mess around.
Yeah, you told me not to bring up the past, and I kind of made a mistake because I wanted some clarification. I called before, It turns out that the guys that she was talking to, while she was talking to me, it was just like texting. They never really went out on a date. And the guy that she had been messing with before me was like a month before.
If she tried to make out with him, he'd kiss her back, right?
Yeah.
So this is a crock. How old is this girl, 24?
26 now, but,
she throws the word friend around too much. But hold it. Most people do in America. They don't know what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah, call your best friend, ask him for $500. See, out of 10 guys, two will give you the $500. Those are your friends.
Right. Exactly. So they're not really friends.
I got to go, man. I got a bunch of guys here.
All right.
Anything
Thank you
else?
For everything, Doc. No, that's it.
Okay. Keep your mouth shut. Here's the rule. If you're unsure about something, keep your mouth shut.
Absolutely.
Or if you want to talk for a half hour, coaching. Okay,
yeah,
man?
He actually dropped, actually, so I think he probably heard your answer off the air.
For the rest of the class.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we'll get to, let's get to our next caller here, and we're going to get to 4090. Thank you very much for waiting so long. We appreciate you. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age. You go ahead and ask questions to Doc. Welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Doc. Hi, it's Norman. I'm 42 years young. I'm from Chicago.
What's up?
Hey,
hi.
Norman.
Norman, I'm going to pay you a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
You have some very interesting women that you come up with. I wonder, where did Norman find these girls? Hey, Norman, don't take it personally. Remember, everybody's nuts. There's just as many guys who are nuts as female are nuts. And you might be able to work with them, go bowling with them, go to church with them and everything, but you don't want to get involved romantically with them.
Right, definitely.
What's your question, buddy?
So my question is, a friend of mine called me up a few years back that he knew some gal that he said, hey, maybe you should meet her. And I said, okay, yeah, give me your number. Then he called me back and said, she's not interested in meeting with you. Now, a different friend just called me up the other week and said, hey, this girl, I want you to meet this girl. And I said, I was interested in meeting her a few years ago, but she wasn't interested. So if she's interested now, Caprice,
what kept her so long?
What took her so long? I don't know.
Are you talking about two different girls or one?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you talking about two women, two different...
No, I'm talking about the same one.
So she didn't want to go out, right?
She didn't want to go out when she was, let's say she was 32 and now she's 34, 35.
Why do you think she would change?
Later. I don't know.
The rule is this, one shot per girl per lifetime.
Right, that's what I thought, even though we never went out.
No, she didn't want to go out.
Right, okay, fine.
When a girl turns you down, you never talk to her again, ever.
Okay.
That's the deal.
You have nothing to do with it.
Now, if you walk down the block, you see her, say, oh, how are you doing? Good. Smile and just keep right on walking.
Right. Okay. That was my question. And then this other woman I met, this other Caprice, she lives about an hour away, and she has three children. It's going to be like, I'm thinking about it, it's really like a drag.
Too hard. Too much work.
You
got a lot of work. You're talking two hours on the road, babysitters. Unless you want to adopt, you want to adopt somebody else's kids?
Not really.
Okay, get out of there.
Okay.
There's an old Greek saying, know thyself. I can marry a smoker. You can't. You can marry an athletic woman. I can't. You can marry a woman with 40 tattoos. I can't. Everybody's different. Everybody wants different things. Some girls like them 5'2" from Asia. Other like them 5'10" from Norway. That's what makes the race. And what you got to realize is unless they're 100% sure that they want to see you, I'm out of here. Uh-uh. I'm right. Not here to talk her into me.
Right, definitely. Okay, thank you. Have a great night, Jeff. Have
you got
a great
it, man.
Night,
you too, Norman. Thanks,
okay.
Man. And Norman,
thank you.
Norman,
take care.
Norman, one
yes.
Other thing. Don't take
yes.
Women personally. Don't
sure,
take men
I don't.
Personally. Don't take life personally. Just put on a happy face. Nice talking to you.
Oh, yeah, same here. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we've got our last caller, but not our least caller right now. He's got about 6 minutes left in the show, so that's about right. That's about how much time it's probably going to take to fully vet out your questions. 8759. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your age, and you can go ahead and ask questions of Doc. Welcome.
Yes, gentlemen. I can't tell you what an honor it is to talk to you in person. This is Don Dallas, 58 years young.
Don,
I know you got. Hey, good to talk to you.
Don, are you a guitar player?
Yes, I am.
Did you call like a year and a half ago or something?
No, I probably send you some stuff on email.
Oh, okay.
But anyway,
okay. So you meet all those beautiful women. What problems could you have? You're in the band.
Well, I don't have problems. I have Doc Love on my side. You say what's from Montana to Mongolia? One of the things I think you're missing here is it works from age 18 to 80.
Tell these guys out there what they're missing.
Well,
you know what I find amazing? I have a $20,000 book on sale for $99.
Exactly. Well, here's what rings true for me.
When this stuff goes click, click in your head, then you go, wow, my world's the opposite. I'm in reality now.
Well, here's how I got into your stuff about 4 years ago. I found it just as I was starting a relationship, and I realized when I started reading it that about half of it I just did naturally. And I'm not saying I'm a natural.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but
part of it, yeah.
That gave the rest of it instant credibility to me, and it's really seriously changed my life.
So if you have 50%, I'll give you the other 50. If 90, I'll give you the other 10. Mm-hmm. But you don't have it all. And I could fill
absolutely.
In the holes and the gaps. That's the thing.
And boy, have you. I've been drilling the system, audio book, for 4 years now, actually. And I listen to it every morning when I go for a walk. But I got two things for you. One is a generic question. The other one is a more specific question. The generic question, I know you guys always talk about protecting your heart, your time, your wallet, right?
Right.
And it's all about information. I know we've kind of talked about, or you've talked about being careful what you have on the Internet about you. I was thinking about the other side.
Don't Facebook.
No, I'm thinking about the other side of it. Would it be a good idea, in your opinion, to subscribe to some of these background check
No, it's a waste of money.
You think so?
Yeah, I have people out there that say I'm nuts. Mm-hmm. I like it because the guy will read that and he'll say, and then but right next to it are other people that stand up for me. See, I look at it this way. Love me or hate me, but don't give me indifference. Forget about that.
I'm looking at it more of a perspective of, like, integrity, for instance. Find out about bankruptcies.
Get on Match.com and get on eHarmony with two great photographs. And get
I already
the
got
date.
That going on. I'm
that's
talking
what,
about
that's
when you
what
get
you're going to do. It's a numbers game.
About,
it might be 14 or 28. But you just got to keep trying and trying.
Absolutely. But I'm talking about getting 3-4 dates into a potential relationship. Finding out her last name as an example and finding out more about her online. I mean, a couple of things is...
If you could run a background check in 5 minutes, or you're not... But if it takes you 8 hours and you got to pay a guy $3,000,
I'm talking about the online services. You can subscribe to
these. Yeah, hey, Doc, I'm going to interject. Hey, Don, I'm sorry I interrupt you, but Doc,
sure.
I'm just going to interject real quick, Doc. Yeah, a lot of these services are $20-$30. Sometimes you can run a background check for like $10, and it takes like, but you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes to get the results.
Yeah, I'd spend $10 or $20. But I would do this. I don't know. I would go out with her first to see if there's any chance of a relationship. Then I'll spend
absolutely.
The money. So if you got five dates, everything's perfect. Now I'm going to check her out and find out she's a bank robber.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. That was my first question. The specific question.
Yeah, good question. Good question.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for the help, Jeff.
Specific.
Absolutely.
Specific question is, let's talk about the kiss. And I know you talk about doing it on the second date to assess interest level. But you also said that if the interest level is high, wave it off and build her anticipation.
No, you're going to go for it.
Okay. Even if you know there's a high interest level.
You're going to kiss her on the second date. I want to see if she turns her head.
No, it's just the opposite. On the third date, she tried to kiss me, and I gave her a hug instead.
Oh, no, you should have kissed her back. And then what you do, as soon as you kiss her,
right.
Pull away.
Well, which I did. I was on my way out the door. So.
No, I'm saying kiss her on the lips and pull away.
Right.
Well, that's okay. This girl likes you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm watching. It's fun. I've been sitting here studying this for 4 years.
Yeah.
And now I finally got a chance to implement it, and I can tell you it works.
Yeah.
From 18
to 80. Yeah, you kiss her on the second date on the mouth. As long as nobody can see you. The kids aren't there looking through the window. People aren't walking up and down the sidewalk. Or there's a parade. When nobody's around, you kiss them on the mouth. And as soon as you kiss them on the mouth, you pull away. Because most guys wait for the girl to pull away.
Right.
So we're going to do the opposite of all these losers that she got rid of. All these guys that screwed up. That's why you should thank those guys. Because you got her now.
Absolutely.
And when she starts comparing you to all these idiots you went out with, you're going to shine even more.
I had a snappy answer to that out of me.
I'm sorry, the show's over.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for calling, man. Call us next time, okay?
Yeah, call us next
Gentlemen,
week.
Gentlemen, it's an honor. Bob
Club
guys.
Members, we love you.
Yeah, hey, Don, it was an honor to have you, too. Thank you, buddy. And Doc Love Club members, of course. Next week we are going to, not next week, just in a second, we're going to do some overtime for you, and the overtime is all about appreciation and showing it, so we're going to get into that now.
Overtime, here we go. All right, Doc, I am intrigued by this one, and I kind of can guess what it is, but you know what? I'm not even going to attempt it, but I think it has something to do with how you treat your significant other. But, Doc, the topic this week is appreciation. Am I right about that?
Yeah. You cultivate a culture of mutual appreciation. Research has shown that a rich climate of appreciation is a big predictor of a long-lasting, healthy relationship. People don't think their partner really needs it, and she already knows it, so they stop saying it, and it comes off as they're not appreciative. What they're saying basically here, you stop telling her how pretty she is at least once a day for 6 seconds, you're going to lower her interest level. And part of romance when you're married is giving her compliments. One a day, 6 seconds. Oh, I don't want to do that. It's not 3 hours. That's all you got to do. So this is great. We'll keep continuing. You know, I got this time booklet on marriage, and we go over the good stuff and the bad stuff, but a lot of this applies to your girlfriend. It applies to dating. So don't say, well, I don't need the marriage segment, because you all do. Doc Love Club members, we love you.
Hey, real quick, Doc, before we end, some specific strategies, like, telling her how pretty she is and all those other things. What are some other ways that guys should show appreciation?
You're watching a football game, and she's got a new dress on, and she walks in the room, and she says, what do you think of my new dress? You put the TV on hold. Hey, honey, you look great. And you go right back to the football game. Or You put the TV on hold, and you get up and you go hug her. Honey, you look like a movie star. I'm taking you to Hollywood. I'm gonna be your agent. We're gonna be rich. Were you in that dress? 16 seconds. You go back, you hit it, and you catch up on your football. 16 seconds. Overdo the compliment.
And I think I heard you say on
the show. She asked her opinion about shoes or clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I don't care if she's 5'2", weighs 400 pounds. You're never going to be critical of her, ever. Nothing negative is ever going to come out of your mouth.
And one thing I think you had said on a show before is that pitching in on the chores, that's another thing that's a way to really show her appreciation.
Yeah, you know, when you look over there at the trash and it's almost full, take it out now. You know, there's a squeak in the back door. Don't wait for her to tell you. You know, get some oil and go over there, WD-40, and get rid of that squeak. Beat her to the punch. See, a lot of women have lists. They give you a list on Saturday, things to do, but you took care of it Monday through Thursday. Beat them to the punch. You know the routine.
Absolutely,
Doc. What she says, this guy is thoughtful. He really is still in love with me. Look at all these little things that he does for me. She tells her girlfriends, and the girlfriends say, you're really lucky. I can walk by in front of my husband in a lingerie and, you know, he'd say, wait, what are you doing? I'm trying to watch a football game here. There's a difference. And it's just one little chip here, a little chip there, a little chip. And one day she wakes up and says, I'm not in love anymore. What happened? 6 seconds. Give her a compliment.
Well, Doc, thank you, man.
And Doc Love Club members, we really do love you.
Absolutely. And guys, don't forget next week, the overtime topic continues. It is the marriage topic every week. But of course, as you know, this can apply to dating as well. It applies to any relationship. So guys, thank you very much. We appreciate you. And we will talk to you next week.